Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, folks. Tuesday, May the 10th. We've got a great show lined up for you. We'll visit with Dr. Mike Strain in the 12 o'clock hour. He's the commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. We'll talk about food prices, commodity prices. We'll talk about what's behind the shortage of baby formula. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think we would be talking about this? And very importantly, we'll talk about gas prices as well. In the 11 o'clock hour, Stephanie Regal joins us. She's the representative from Citizen Voice, the political advocacy arm of Together Louisiana. We'll talk about the industrial tax exemption program. There's a reform bill trying to make its way through the legislative process. A group of local elected leaders collect today at the Capitol, asking them to make sure and ensure that local leaders have some input into that process, and we'll talk about what's behind that politically at the present time. Joining us on the line, Jim Donilon, Insurance Commissioner for the state of Louisiana. It almost feels like we are revisiting the times after Hurricane Katrina. Jim, welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you, Sheriff. How are you?
Doing well, Jim. It's a little deja vu, is it not?
No doubt about it. But for perspective, this event combined, Laura, Delta, Zeta, and Ida, will result in payments that have already been made and reserved to be paid of $23 billion. Katrina, without flood, paid policyholders in our state $23 billion 15 years ago. Wow. So a little perspective, a million claims without counting flood for Katrina and Rita combined, 750,000 for Laura, Delta, Zeta, and Ida this go round.
So we know that in the aftermath of Katrina, there are a number of insurers that pulled out of the market. Do you have the numbers in comparison as to where we stand now?
Yeah, we do, and it's a very different benchmark. Because we were dominant, the dominant players in our property market back then were the major national carriers that were writing up until Katrina in coastal areas all around the Gulf of Mexico and up and down the Atlantic coast. After Katrina, Rita, and the four hurricanes that crushed Florida the year before in 2004, they retreated from coastal exposure in all coastal states. We were better protected, and it happened more slowly with us because of our unique three-year rule, which protects the consumers of homeowners insurance. But ultimately, it resulted in, for example, State Farm Allstate had a combination of 52% of our homeowners market in 2005. And this year, they're down to 36%. And other companies, like the one I had for my Katrina claim, Travelers, are way down from what they were back in Katrina days. So we, more successfully, I dare say, than any other coastal state, replaced those exiting major national carriers with 30, actually, small regional companies that replaced them and provided competition that actually kept our rates down for the 5 years before this year to 1% per year rate increases on a statewide basis. And they provided that coverage by reinsuring themselves up to their chins. Unfortunately, four of those companies did not adequately reinsure themselves. Would have been fine with Laura, Delta, and Zeta, but Ida broke their back. And therefore, the issue that we're here to talk about today, and that is the insolvencies of those four and the safety net in place, the Louisiana Insurance Guarantee Association, and the residual market, Louisiana citizens, for those who can't get coverage, property insurance coverage, in below I-10, I-12 in Louisiana these days.
Jim, we stand at four companies now. Any expectation or any information about the future? Do we see any others possibly going by the wayside as well?
Really good question. And the answer is an honest no, with this caveat. Two of the companies that have been big in our market, relatively big, like the four that have failed recently, which left behind 85,000 policies in our state, although it only represented 3-4% of our overall homeowners market. There are two that are in trouble, if you will. Not if you will. They are in financial trouble over in Florida, where they're domiciled. One of them has entered into an arrangement with a company still riding in our state to take over all of their, I think, if I'm recalling correctly, 30,000 policies on a smooth basis, as we've been able to do with a company called SafePoint for the first three of the failed companies. Those policies taken over on the same terms and conditions with the same agents with on a go-forward basis. But the fourth company, Lighthouse, that we more recently took over, we're still negotiating. We've placed 15,000 of their 30,000 policies being left behind, but we're still negotiating with companies to place the last 15,000. So absent what, to answer your question, absent the two companies, troubled companies in Florida with a big book of business in our state, no, we don't know of any, anticipate any others going down as well. And we're hopeful that those two companies that Florida is taking down will find a safe landing in our state, as we've done with the first three of the companies we took down.
Jim, my understanding is also that the companies that are no longer writing and those that are insolvent really touch every economic strata of insured property, from low-value properties to extremely high-value properties. Is that true?
Absolutely. And we have had a handful of companies. My guesstimate is that it's a half dozen companies that have withdrawn from our market, and no telling how many have paused their writing at this time. So, yes, from single family, for example, wind-only policies and what's called fire and extended coverage policies, the if you will, bare-bones residential policy that tens of thousands of folks use to, in effect, cover their premise and save money on their cost of insurance. The width and breadth of insurance coverage has been affected by these withdrawals, including a company we lost in the upscale market when they pulled out, AIG, and paused by others that were writing in that market. And we didn't have but three or four writing before the last two hurricane seasons.
How attentive are you guys, and is there any role that you can play in some of the new underwriting criteria of those companies that have stayed? I'm hearing stories that some of that criteria is fairly onerous.
It is, but we are also mindful of the huge outcrying of unhappiness from those 750,000 claims that were filed. We understand that it was during an avalanche of claims filing, and it was during a very difficult hiring market with the pandemic affecting all aspects of our economy, and then the resulting inflation that spiked the cost of repair and labor and all aspects of the national economy. But we have legislation in the hopper to try to make the system of claims handling more effective and efficient and user-friendly. For example, we're requiring companies, when a claim is filed, to do what FEMA does and send a claim handbook out with the ABCs of how a claim is processed and what a claimant should do in order to expedite their recovery and their payment. We're also requiring on the companies that they include in their annual report to us, their regulator, what their catastrophe plan includes for claims handling. They already file an annual catastrophe plan, but it did not up until now require them to report to us their resources available, adjuster resources available to handle claims. Our residual market, for example, Citizens, has gotten high marks for how they have handled their claims. And they took a hit from Laura and Delta and Zeta last year. And then this year, I guess it's year before last and last year, for Ida, where they had a much greater concentration of their book in Orleans and Jefferson Parish. But in both cases, their claims handling with the contract adjusters they had available and the reinsurance they had in place resulted in a much more efficient handling of their claims than these four failed companies, and even better than the rest of the market at large, I'd say.
Has there ever been an attempt to bring together the Gulf states in some kind of consortium in passing legislative laws in their respective state legislatures, relative to adjuster resources? Because we all know that what happens is that they end up outsourcing a lot of this. They don't have all of these adjusters working in-house, which wouldn't be smart from a business model, granted.
Right.
But they're all going out for a very limited pool of expertise out there at the same time. Because as you well know, these storms rarely, if ever, just really hit just one small portion of one state, and they don't affect multiple states at the same time.
That has not. I actually thought you were going to go down the road of something I considered, and the first hire I made for Citizens looked at it as well, John Wharton, and did a mini cooperative effort with Florida to buy reinsurance jointly from one reinsurer on the basis that, hey, we're not both likely to get hit, although Andrew did hit both of our states and hit both hard, crushed Homestead, Florida, but also did a lot of Baton Rouge damage back in 1992. But to buy reinsurance jointly, and with that's been looked at, and there are also concepts like a compact of states to pool resources. There's problems there, for example. Many state constitutions, I'm not sure about ours, but I think it applies to us as well, prohibit our resources being spent on behalf of another state. And so although the concept in theory would work, there are those limitations. As to adjuster resources, that has not been put forth as an idea and certainly worth exploring. It is an innovative approach. They all contract with private contracting firms, adjuster firms, to have names on the shelf and contact information, licensing done, and that sort of thing. But as you point out, many times they're drawing from the same list of names that another insurer is relying on. In fact, we have had that debate when the Board of Citizens was meeting, and myself and Jeff Albright of the Independent Insurance Agents is a longstanding board member, and we both remembered the $260 million we paid in penalties for the dysfunctional prior leadership at Citizens when they didn't have enough resources and their system crashed and they didn't adjust their claims in a timely fashion as required by law. So when we saw the CAT plan for, I guess it was last hurricane season, we questioned the leadership. Are you sure those people are going to be available? Are we paying a retainer, in effect, of maybe $250 a year to have first right of refusal on a reliable number of those adjusters. And those questions came back with, we're aware of that, Commissioner, and we are sure of ourselves being covered adequately and beyond. And that turned out to be the case in the last two hurricane seasons for Citizens. So that is our focus, to try and zero in on what's being done, how it's being done by the private companies to make sure they have a better force available next time, because it's not a question of if, but when we'll experience this again, no doubt.
Jim, when we come back after the break, we'll pivot to LIGA and to know, where we stand there with the claims, and obviously in dealing with these companies that have dissolved here in Louisiana. We're visiting with Jim Donilon, Insurance Commissioner for the state of Louisiana. Stay with us, folks. We will be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Jim Donilon, Insurance Commissioner for the state of Louisiana. We're about to pivot to the conversation to the Louisiana Guarantee Association. This was a legislatively created entity a little bit over 50 years ago that promised to pay policyholders up to $500,000 for claims left unpaid by insolvent property insurers, as well as $10,000 for unearned premiums. And it was very forward-leaning at the time, right, Jim?
Absolutely, and is a national model law called the NAIC, National Association of Insurance Commissioners, Guarantee Fund model law in place in all 50 states, almost identical from state to state, with the exception of the coverage limits that are available. We're at the top of the model law that, since I'm commissioner, they've increased the model law coverage from $150,000 to $300,000. We copied that, and then from $300,000 to $500,000, where it is today. And that is the model law, and no state has more coverage than that $500,000 per claim.
So obviously our goal is to not ever have LIGA have to pay anything. So when we're assessing the capital viability of these insurance carriers, what are we actually looking for and what do we demand?
We are looking for, under law, 1% of their annual premium, all the admitted companies in that particular arena, property and casualty. There's a similar guarantee fund for life and health policies not impacted by hurricanes and property losses.
But I'm specifically talking about the insurance company itself. So, you know, in creating the space to ensure that we never have to hit LIGA. So what do we require of the capital necessary for them to write policies here in Louisiana?
Key part of my reform package in this ongoing session, and so far it's been unopposed in any part of the process. Senator Bowie of New Orleans and Representative Freeman of Mandeville are handling a bill to increase the capital and surplus requirement of every company doing business, property insurance business in our state, residential insurance business in our state. The current law has been that way for as long as I'm aware. Well, back to the late 90s in the aftermath of the crisis and corruption of the 90s in the non-standard auto insurance market that ended up costing LIGA $150 million back in the 90s. Still, it's record loss event in the history of the guarantee fund system. But we're increasing that capital requirement from $3 million to $10 million, copying actually what Florida did 3-4 years ago when they went from $2 to $3 million to $15 million. And the motive for that is, of course, to have more assets and try to keep the insolvencies from happening. But before the insolvency and across the board, the motive is to get companies to protect their skin in the game. They would have $10 million invested in the company versus the requirement today of $3 million. Therefore, they are motivated to buy more reinsurance and protect themselves from the loss of their $10 million investment in their company. That's the motive Florida had, and the Florida system was described by their commissioner last year, their property insurance system, was described in a legislative committee meeting by their commissioner, David Altmaier, as being in a critical state of dysfunction. It's truly in disarray, and they've been trying to fix it and reform it. One of the things they did was this increase of capital and surplus, and we're copying that in this session, hoping that it will motivate companies to not let themselves fail, as four of them have in these two past hurricane seasons.
Jim, in looking in the Jim Donlin crystal ball, when we talk about coastal exposure, what do you expect to see in the future? I mean, are the big boys going to come back? We know they did ultimately after Katrina. I'm certain they'll probably touch us again at some point in time. But it seems to me that in the immediate future, we are going to be trying to lure a whole, you know, dozens and dozens of these small insurance companies yet again.
Absolutely. And that's what we did. I mentioned earlier, we got 30 of these small companies to come replace the exiting major national carriers. And I do not, Sheriff, I'm sorry to say, I do not expect them to return anytime soon. It's been 15 years, and it's been a constant withdrawal from coastal exposure by the big national carriers. They like North Louisiana. That's far enough from hurricane, devastating hurricane damage, that they want all the business they can get there. But 40% of our state's population live below I-10, I-12. And I tell the flood insurance folks from FEMA, it's not that we have pristine white beaches with high-rise condominiums and retirees living there. We have a marsh coastline, and it's full of delicious redfish and speckled trout, crawfish, and alligators, and oil and gas, and ports and refineries and shipping interests that are vital to not just our state's economy but the entire nation. And those activities require policemen, teachers, firemen, all of the support personnel that are vital to a successful economy. And we need insurance for their homes, and it can be done. I give former Governor Blanco all the credit in the world. She called a special session right after Katrina and Rita, and one of the first priorities she did was impose our first ever statewide building code with different requirements on the lower third, below I-10, I-12, the central part of the state, and the northern part of the state. But it makes construction in that lower third able to withstand 150-mile-an-hour winds, as we saw with Hurricane Ida making landfall in Port Fouchon, and the homes built, the camps they call them, but they're homes in a gated community, on Grand Isle were very minor damage only. Built high enough to withstand storm surge and access flood insurance, and strong enough to keep the roof on, which is critical. That's the vital part of of surviving a powerful hurricane like these two with 150-mile-an-hour winds the past 2 years. So it can happen. Go ahead. Yeah.
So I was going to ask if we're going down this avenue where we're going to have dozens and dozens of small regional companies that will provide insurance. Has any state considered limiting where they write and have the limited geographic exposure? When you think about the path of a tornado, or you think about the path of a hurricane, it occurs to me that one of the reasons they all get in trouble is they have too many policyholders and too much density in their inventory, and they can't withstand when they're in six different neighborhoods that get hammered, and they own 50-60% of the neighborhood. From an insurance perspective, that $10 million, you'll eat through that quarter in a heartbeat.
You ever consider insurance?
But I mean, has it been done? I mean, because the reality is that if we divided the state up into regions and say, if you're going to write here, you got to write some in this region, in all of these regions, in order to protect ourselves and to remove ourselves further away from hitting LIGA. Because LIGA, and I know you believe this, has to be sacrosanct in so many different ways.
No doubt. You're spot on. And we're the only ones that have done that as a public entity through Citizens, because as they experience, their book was much more Orleans Jefferson than it was Southwest Louisiana, because of historical inheritance of the prior entity that predated Citizens, etc. But it's where they are. So when we started depopulating, we were so successful we had to slow it down here 3-4 years ago, because we were going to lose the minimum staff that were needed to keep that residual market in place that serves 1,000 property owners in Shreveport and another 1,000 in Monroe for various reasons. But their book is still, even with our efforts to depopulate more concentrated on Orleans and Jefferson, it's still more dominant in Orleans and Jefferson, and that therefore their losses were greater from Ida.
But
is it
possible? I mean, Citizens is kind of the insurer of last resort, right?
Yes,
I mean,
state entity, correct.
Yeah, it's not where you'd want to be. It's where you end
correct.
Up being compelled to
Having
be.
To be.
But is it possible to do that in the public
not really.
Market? Not really.
Okay. Not really. It's a private industry, and there's a bill in the hopper that's going through that Chairman Talbot introduced that we're supportive of, to replicate what Governor Blanco also did in creating an incentive program that gave out grants that totaled $29 million. We offered $100 million in three different offerings, and only six companies accessed $29 million, and they had to write in certain requirements, not geographic necessarily, but out of Citizens, which resulted in it being geographic as well, and had to stay on the pot. We had to monitor their compliance and actually clawed back a couple of million from one of the six companies that participated. But if that incentive program is funded, the bill's going to pass authorizing it. If it's funded, certainly what you're describing there can be made a requirement under the regs that we would have to promulgate at the Department of Insurance for compliance with, and for eligibility, and then compliance with those requirements. And that idea would certainly be a very viable one for me to impose in those regulations.
And you know that it's one of the few government enormments, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that really would touch everyone, right? I mean, we would create a climate and an environment that everyone would benefit from. You rarely ever see those opportunities reveal themselves.
Absolutely. In the incentive program 15 years ago, we attracted, I mentioned, six companies, one here in Louisiana, the other five from out of state, and one companion concentrated on small commercial. And just as then, we're experiencing this again, the commercial market, which is largely surplus lines, much more than residential, is really bailing out on us. And they, Companion, were invaluable in the mom-and-pop operations, the dry cleaners, the restaurants, et cetera, in providing commercial coverage for them as the big boys bailed out. Unfortunately, Companion has since met its demise through insolvency, also unrelated to Louisiana business. They were in trouble in South Carolina, where they were headquartered, got in trouble over there, and are no longer in business. But it filled a very valuable, played a very valuable role in our recovery 15 years ago, and for probably up to 10 years, providing that small commercial coverage for policyholders who couldn't get it in the private sector.
I promise you, when we come back after this break, we'll talk about LIGA. But I did want to talk about that. I think it, you know, the public and our listening audience really wants to hear about the, you know, kind of the backstage of this day, you know, information that you articulated here to let them, you know, fully flush out all of the details and the difficulties of insurance. So we'll talk about LIGA when we come back. Stay with us, folks. We're visiting with Jim Donilon, the insurance commissioner for the state of Louisiana.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are back. We're visiting with Jim Donilon, insurance commissioner for the state of Louisiana. Jim, obviously, of the companies that have gone insolvent, we're now over in the LIGA sphere. How many claims are they handling right now, and what is the backlog that we're facing?
Yeah, they inherited over 20,000 claims from the four insolvent companies that that went under. And 6 months ago, when they inherited the first of those, they had 15 full-time employees. They now have a combination of full-time and contract of 500 employees and have paid out over $169 million in 15,000 payment checks since that avalanche started 6 months ago. And certainly we all understand the pain and the trauma and the stress that anyone dealing with a claim, certainly those that are over a year ago, like Laura and Delta and Zeta, but even those that are more recent, 6 months old or seven, whatever it is, since Ida hit us back in August. It's very painful, stressful, and disconcerting. So Ida's commitment is to, and they are, they're sending out $1 million a day in payments to claimants that that have been handed off to them by these failed companies. And let me, so I don't forget, give their telephone number for LIGA call center information, 225-277-7151, or us, the Department of Insurance, 800-259-5300, 225-277-7151. LIGA is very responsive, and we are also and are in contact with them, can help anyone dealing with a LIGA claim.
Jim, of the 20,000 claims that they inherited, do we know how many they've actually been able to close out and how many yet to do?
No,
I mean, obviously, the longer this goes on, the more frustration, right?
Yeah, and that's always a misleading number to begin with, because
right.
they receive – you know, the companies, when they send out a check that they consider full payment, they close the file. The file's not really closed because undiscovered damage or additional cost beyond what was estimated by your contractor, which is happening all the time, allows for supplemental claims to be filed. The prescription period is not is 2 years now. So since Katrina, so the closed number is really misleading, but is often discussed in the legislature and in the media, but it's not a real number. But it is an indication of how they're doing in their claims handling. Unfortunately, I don't have that number available.
Jim, let me ask you, in light of everything that we talked about today, would you be in favor of a special session looking at all of this yet again?
I don't think necessary, honestly. I think what the legislature has done is really dig into penalties, solvency, claims handling, improvements to our strength of the resistance through the Fortify Homes program. The churning of adjusters is being addressed in legislation I have in the hopper. I think we've had we still have 4 weeks left to go. And just before getting on the call with you, I was on my staff call preparing for tomorrow's two insurance committee meetings in the House and the Senate, both of which have some very, very technical and very contentious issues on their agenda. So I think the legislature's done a good job in digging into it. We can always have interim meetings, as we had before the regular session, to discuss further things that we think might be able to be done during the interim, or ideas for the next regular session or special session, if the legislature or the governor chose to do that.
Jim, thank you so much for spending so much time with us today. We know you're busy, especially in light of the legislative session, but obviously this is, top of mind for everyone out there right now with these issues. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thank you,
sir. My friend. All right. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. When we come back after top of the hour news, we'll visit with Stephanie Regal, Citizen Voice, the political advocacy arm of Together Louisiana. It's all about the industrial tax exemption program. Over 300 locally elected officials are going to get together today and ask the state legislature to protect their right to have some say-so in this tax exemption program. This is giving companies a tax exemption from local taxes. Prior to Governor John Bel's Edwards, it was always decided by a state commission, and locals had no say-so. Now they do, and they want to keep it. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.